This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We'll now sing our first song on page... 424. Say again?
424.
424. Come and let us go. Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of our God. Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of our God. And He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths, and the law shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Amen. Please be seated. So every year at camp, we have a theme. And this year, our theme is taken from one of the very last chapters in all of the Lord's Word. In the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, John was on the island of Patmos. And when his spiritual eyes were open, John saw a beautiful vision of the holy city, New Jerusalem, descending from God out of heaven. And as John saw this vision, John heard the Lord, who was sitting on a throne, say something. All right, John heard the Lord say something. And the first thing he heard the Lord say is our theme for this year. So our reading is from the book of Revelation, chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the former earth were passed away, and the sea was no more. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell in a tabernacle with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them, their God. And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither mourning nor crying, neither shall there be distress anymore, for the former things have passed away." And He who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And He said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who thirsts of the fountain of the water of life freely." Amen. So did anybody hear what the first thing the Lord said when He was sitting on His throne was to John? Something that is also our theme for this week. What did He say? Alana? That's right. He said, "Behold, I make all things new." What a beautiful phrase. Now, the Lord tells us that when he said to John, "Behold, I make all things new," he was referring to the fact that in the new church, the doctrines or the teachings will be new. Now, there are many, many things that we love about the new church. But one of the things that we love about the new church more than anything else is the fact that in the new church, the Lord has now taught us so many new and wonderful teachings about so many wonderful things. In the new church, the Lord's now taught us new teachings about marriage. He's taught us new and wonderful teachings about the life after death and heaven. The Lord's taught us new and wonderful teachings about faith and charity, and of course about what we need to do in order to someday go to heaven. In another place, the Lord actually tells us that all of the new teachings, the new doctrines that the Lord has now given us in the new church are all like beautiful, precious stones, like this one. Precious stones are teachings that have the ability now to enlighten our hearts and our minds in new ways. All right? So it's the teachings that are new. Now, if I were to ask everybody in this room to raise their hand and to tell me, you don't have to actually raise your hand. If I were to do that, though, and I were to ask everybody in this room to tell me what their favorite teaching in the new church is, do you think everybody would say the same thing? I don't think so, would they? Everybody would probably say something different. Some people might say that, well, my favorite teaching in the new church are the teachings about marriage. Somebody else might raise their hand and say, well, my favorite teachings are the teachings about the life after death, right? And what heaven's like and what angels do. Somebody else might raise their hand and say, well, my favorite teaching in the new church are the teachings about life on other planets, which is another thing the Lord actually teaches us about in the new church. And all of those would be great answers. However, did you know that the Lord tells us that there is one teaching, or one, you might say, set of teachings in the new church that are the most important of all? There's one thing that the Lord teaches us about in the new church that is more important than all of the other things we can learn about. And do any of the kids have any guess on what that thing is? What is the most important teaching about in the new church? It's a hard question. Go ahead and give you a guess, though. Say again? Love and truth, that's a great answer. Anybody else? Yeah? Marriage, that's a good answer. Anybody else? Not there yet. There's actually another one, yeah? The Lord's birth. I'm going to stop there because you almost have it there. Those were great answers. But the most important teachings, we're told, are the teachings about the Lord himself. More than anything else, the Lord wants us to learn about him so that we can learn to love him and eventually be conjoined with him in heaven. There's actually a beautiful vision of this idea in the vision that John had of the holy city, New Jerusalem, descending from God out of heaven. When John saw the holy city descending, and you can imagine what that must have been like, some of you might remember that he saw that there were 12 gates to the holy city. Do some of you remember that? There were three gates on each side of the holy city, New Jerusalem. But there was something very special about these gates. Each of those gates was made out of one something. And do you remember what each gate was made out of? One, yep. Pearl, that's right. Each of the gates of the holy city was made out of one pearl. And I want to read for you from a book called The Apocalypse Revealed what this one pearl represents. All right? So again, this reading is from the book The Apocalypse Revealed, number 916. We read, "The 12 gates were 12 pearls, and each gate was of one pearl. This symbolically means that an acknowledgement and concept of the Lord joins all the other concepts of truth and goodness in the world, in the Word, into one. And it is this concept that introduces a person to the church. Each gate was of one pearl because all of the concepts of truth and goodness symbolized by the gates and by the pearls relate to a single concept, one that is their containing vessel. And that single concept or teaching is the concept of the Lord himself. We say a single concept, even though there are many that make up that single concept. For a concept of the Lord pervades all the other doctrinal concepts in the new church. And so all concerns having to do with the Lord's new church on earth." So isn't that beautiful? That pearl, that one pearl that each gate of the holy city was made of, is supposed to remind us that in the new church, it is the teachings about the Lord, the teachings about the Lord himself, that not only introduce us into the Lord's church on earth, but that contain, and you might say, give life to all of the other teachings that the Lord also gives us. All right, so it's that teaching about the Lord, the new teachings about the Lord, that are in some ways the most important. Okay? So, during the rest of this week, we're going to be having a lot of fun and talking about a lot of different things. But as you go to bed tonight, I want you to try just giving a little bit of thought to our beautiful theme for this week. Behold, I make all things new. You can think a little bit about tonight how, well, what does the Lord mean by that? Behold, I make all things new. The Lord means that in the new church, there are so many new and wonderful teachings for us to learn about. Okay? And it's the teachings about the Lord that are the most precious of all. Amen. Please rise for our final hymn on page 451. When he cometh, when he cometh to make up his jewels, well, his jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown. He will gather, he will gather bright gems for his kingdom. All the pure ones, all the bright ones, his loved and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown. Little children, who love their Redeemer, are his jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown. Please bow your heads for the benediction. The Lord give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Amen. Please be seated.